Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. This is just another friendly reminder not to believe every internet trend or article that you read, especially when it just doesn't align with what you think. This is why self-awareness is so important. But basically, lately, I've been seeing a ton of articles from things like Forbes and random Instagram ads that said skinny jeans are out of style. Here's what to buy instead. And lucky for me, I don't get rid of shit, so I kept all the boot cuts from when they told me to get rid of them last time. And I never got rid of my 90s jeans, even though they told me those were trash. But even if I had, there's no way that I would let somebody talk smack about my skinny jeans in a way that would convince me to get rid of them when my ass looks so good in them. And don't get me wrong, I fully recognize that it's an effective marketing tool. Shame. Making people feel like they're not cool enough, good enough, smart enough, or rich enough to keep up can work for so many. But I want to remind you not to let that shit get you, even though it totally makes sense if it does. I honestly think the only reason that I recognize it so quickly and notice it before I fall victim to it is because I grew up watching The Game, which was a VH1 show featuring men manipulating women by flat out lying and playing a numbers game to get people to sleep with them. It's real dark, but one of the strategies was to nag women or to make them feel bad before trying to get them to earn back their value by, I guess, trying to sleep with you. I don't know. It's been a while, but that shit really gets me on edge and it really pisses me off when I see marketing teams doing it. And sometimes I don't think it's so insidious. I think that people really get caught up in trends and want to help. And they want to say, these are not cool anymore, so don't do it. But in reality, if it makes you feel good and it still fits your body and it doesn't have a ton of holes in all the important spots, then I really don't see why you gotta keep up with all the trends. In fact, I think a lot of the trends are a trap. But something that I think is kind of cool about the capitalistic nightmare of fast fashion is that it kind of went so fast into each cycle that it outran itself. It ran itself into the ground to the point where literally nobody could keep up. Even if you wanted to, it's physically impossible to have every single style at once. And what's beautiful about that is people picked and chose what they wanted, and now on the streets in Chicago, in this big old city, you can see people in the same friend group rocking things from totally different generations and extremely different vibes. And nothing makes me happier than feeling like people are dressing for themselves to express what they want to express and not what they feel like they need to express themselves as. It is exhausting to try to keep up with trends, so I think the more sustainable and realistic thing that we can do for ourselves and for the people around us is to stay empowered enough to wear whatever the fuck we want to wear. if you feel cool in something, then that is cool. If you feel sexy in something, then that is sexy. Those things are subjective, which means you get to choose. Not some jackass at Forbes writing an article that's sponsored, but pretending like it's not. And you might be surprised to hear this, I'm not even that passionate about skinny jeans because I don't want to wear pants at all lately. That's my next fashion trend. Going pantsless. I'm starting a movement, and it's not in a creepy way, okay? We're just all going to be comfortable by never having to wear anything around our waist ever again. All right, y'all, that does it for my rant for today. I got regular episodes coming at you tomorrow, but I couldn't help it. I just saw another ad, and I was like, damn it. If these ads convince me that I need another pair of Levi's this year, I'm going to be real upset. All right, I love y'all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and remember that regardless of what's in style, your ass looks great in those jeans, okay? Never forget it.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.